It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Birthday today, number 64 for Madonna. Fairly successful, you'd say, in the world of music. 300 million records sold worldwide. The best-selling female recording artist of all time. Number one singles. Most number one singles in Australia, Canada, Italy, Spain, and the United Kingdom. In the U.S., I think that is Mariah Carey who has that record. But Madonna celebrating birthday 64 today. And this is Beautiful Stranger from one of the Austin Powers films. And I think it's one of her best songs, actually. It's a later career sort of thing. But I think it's really great. Happy birthday, Madonna. As she turns 64 years old today. Thanks so much for joining us. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show with you the rest of the week. And happy to be here as I broadcast from Hillsdale College down here in South Central Michigan. As I tell people, it's just Indiana-Ohio border, go north 15 miles. Expecting, hopefully, a call here from State Representative Andrew Fink in just a moment. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show is brought to you by Well Connect, a hybrid geothermal system that connects to your existing heating and cooling system. By using the renewable energy in the well in your yard, Well Connect helps you save up to 70% on your heating and cooling. If you use propane, heating oil, natural gas, even wood, you could save big money on your bills. Find out if the well in your yard should be a Well Connect hybrid geothermal system. Learn more at wellconnectgeo.com, wellconnectgeo.com. Also looking for dealers in most states. Learn more at connectgeo.com and more about the system at wellconnectgeo.com. State Representative Andrew Fink is with us, currently representing the 58th District. He'll be on the ballot in the fall in November after winning his primary, now in the 35th District. And I always remember that. I'm a Chicago sports fan. So he's going from great Bears linebacker Wilbur Marshall, number 58, to all-time greatest Chicago White Sox player Frank Thomas, number 35. That's how I remember it. You can remember it the way you want to. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hi, Scott. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate the time. A couple of topics I wanted to ask you about. We just talked with Fred Zoldyck from Let My Kids Learn, that petition drive. Has submitted signatures, and we were discussing about whether or not it gets done before the end of the year under the current legislature. If the signatures are approved, if all that happens, do you anticipate any problems in the House or the Senate approving this petition drive for Let My Kids Learn?
Well, I don't. I mean, the legislature's makeup has changed, I think, a little bit since we last took these issues up, but the majority of both chambers did vote to approve essentially every policy in these. In fact, maybe the exact wording, I don't remember, in the petition drive. So I don't expect there to be an issue. If there is, I will be a fierce advocate for the flexibility that this program would allow for families to meet their educational needs. And so if anything does come up, you know, it's not going to go away just because there's some resistance, but I think that the majority of both chambers probably will still support it pretty readily.
All right. Recently, a bill introduced by you, Andrew Fink, and a handful of other Republicans back in the end of June to ban sanctuary cities in Michigan, prohibiting local governments from enforcing policies restricting officials or police from communicating or cooperating with appropriate federal officials concerning the immigration status of individuals. Why is this the sort of thing that's needed across the state?
Well, we've seen in other places and to some degree here in Michigan a preference for sort of avoiding cooperation with the federal government on immigration issues. The problem with that is that a non-uniform immigration system is not fair to potential immigrants. It is not fair to citizens who have an expectation of how immigration is going to happen. And it means that we don't necessarily have a good picture of who's where and kind of what they're up to when they're not citizens. So, and I guess the last thing I'd say is that we have a pretty robust, you know, social welfare scheme in the United States, and we don't have a good way to account for the economic activity of illegal immigrants. So there's really, and that's all of that comes down to consistent law enforcement as well. I mean, we have a system of laws. It should be followed. And this is one example of some people deciding to sort of pick and choose which laws they care about. And I tend to take Abraham Lincoln's argument from the Lyceum Address seriously, which he says, if you think laws need to be modified, then work on modifying them. But while it's the law, it should be followed.
Wayne, Kalamazoo, Kent, Ingham counties already have sanctuary policies in place. City of Lansing also has something like that in place. If this bill were to be approved and into law, what would be required of those counties, those communities?
Yeah, essentially that they not adopt policies of non-cooperation with the federal government. That's the main picture of it. It's not as though immigration enforcement is going to be any particular county's main thing, but it is important to note. I mean, we are proud of this fact in Michigan that the busiest international border crossing, more cargo, more value, economic value is moved between Detroit and Windsor than any other border crossing in the world. I think that's still true. We don't have the same kind of immigration issues that we have on the southern border, I suppose partially because our border is mostly water, and Canada has a better handle on its border than Mexico does right now. But Wayne County is its county of 2 million people on an international border that's extremely busy. So, you know, having a county of that importance economically to our state and our nation refuse to cooperate with an enforcement of immigration laws, it breeds confusion. It puts strain on law enforcement. It puts strain on social welfare, again, I mean, the school system and whatnot. So it creates a myriad of problems. Obviously, people think that they're being compassionate, but really an illegal system or a system that doesn't take account of our laws can never ultimately be compassionate because it puts people into worse positions and it doesn't actually solve the problem and ignores the problem.
State Representative Andrew Fink with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram in for Steve. Talked months ago, Andrew, as inflation hit and as gas prices surged, about relief for consumers here across the state at the pump, whether it be suspending a gas tax temporarily or permanently or any number of possibilities, the income tax discussion too. Nothing's happened. Are we going to be one of the few states in the country that in some way, shape, or form does not offer its citizens any sort of relief, any sort of help in this time of high inflation and high gas prices?
Yeah, I mean, Scott, as embarrassing as it is to say, it does appear to be the case. And I guess what I want to say about that is the governor, you know, her term talking about raising the gas tax 45 cents. She then began this year at her State of the State address talking about tax cuts. Her tax cut ideas were extremely narrow. And so we broadened them a little bit and passed legislation that we thought was directly responsive to the kind of tax relief that she said she wanted to provide for seniors and for working families. And she vetoed it. She's vetoed a couple of different packages. So I have to admit that my optimism that we can get some kind of a tax reform done this year has dwindled. And I genuinely think it's because the governor has never been truly serious about it. I suppose if we were the kind of legislature that would pass exactly what she proposed just because she proposed it, then perhaps she'd have signed it. But
State Representative Andrew Fink, we're up against the clock here.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cells made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.